SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, the Swiss choral tradition in the classical field.
Sancti Spiritus assit nobis gratia, quae corda nostra sibi faciat habitatum, exposis in decontis visis spiritualibus.
Spiritus alveni. The oldest forms of documented choral singing in Switzerland date back to a time when nobody could even guess that there would one day be a Swiss Confederation, for which the foundation was laid in 1291 with the swearing of the alliance of the original Swiss cantons, Uri, Schwyz and Unterwalden. Centuries before, religious choral singing had reached a high development with the Gregorian chant, which, coming from Byzantium, was cultivated in monasteries throughout Western Europe. One of the most important among those early places of Christian faith was the monastery of St. Gall, whose foundation was attributed to the Irish monk Gallus, who had brought Christianity to this part of the world and who had settled in a hermitage in the region of St. Gall in northeastern Switzerland. It was at that same monastery that two monks, Notkerbalbulus and Tuotilo, made highly important innovative contributions to the structural, harmonic, and melodic evolution of the Gregorian chant. Their development of the sequence and of the trope may be considered the first significant Swiss contribution to the growth of Western music. We're hearing an excerpt from a sequence by Notkerbalbulus, as sung today by the Schola Cantorum of the Monastery of Einsiedeln under the direction of Father Roman Banvart, an eminent scholar in this field. Centuries were to pass until a further major impulse from Switzerland was given to the development of choral music in Western Europe through the emergence at the turn of the 16th century of Ludwig Senfel, a native of Zurich, who became master of music at the court of Emperor Maximilian and was later hailed as the Prince of Music. Senfel developed the art of polyphony both instrumentally and vocally, composing great works of secular and religious music, which often drew inspiration from popular songs of the times. Ave Rosa Sine Spinis is one of his outstanding compositions of church music. We hear an excerpt sung by the choir of the Italian-Swiss radio under Edwin Lörer.
Thank you.
An important feature of that period were the carnival plays, which, originally of religious inspiration, soon incorporated also elements of the military, so prevalent in those turbulent times. Those songs were often down to earth, both in their music and in their lyrics, such as this drinking song with a text by Hans Rudolf Manuel, son of the famous statesman, artist, and scientist Niklaus Manuel from Bern. It reflects the chronicles of Diebold Schilling, eminent Swiss historian who excelled in his lively drawings of scenes of war, of military meetings, competitions, and games. This 16th century song is set as a double canon, with obbligato and ostinato counterpoint being added to the melody line. The performers are the Lucerne Singers under the direction of Hans-Rudi Willisecker.
Frisch, fröhlich, wenn wir singen, ein fröhliches Lied im Chor, das heißt, uns Herz verdringen, an Ursuls Wiedstock bringen, drum kann da frischen Chor, drum kann da frischen Chor. Wird von du verlieren, ach, Toren uns verzehren, wir werden in Freuden leben, all
Meanwhile, with the advent of the austere Reformation, much changed on the Swiss musical landscape. While in Calvin's Geneva, French composer Louis Bourgeois introduced the plain psalms of the French Huguenots, Zurich reformer Ulrich Zwingli took steps to banish instrumental music from the church and to curtail rigorously all profane singing and music-making among the people. But Zwingli's measures of musical austerity were not to last long. The growing strength of an independent citizenry in the Swiss Confederation, which had its aristocratic class but never any royal court, was also reflected in a resurgence of music making on all social levels, a trend, incidentally, which in no way was limited to Switzerland. Choral societies, above all, were founded in all the major cities, with Zurich assuming a kind of leadership position. One of the key figures in this movement was Hans-Georg Negeli, whose music publishing house was soon to assume European importance. His song, Freut euch des Lebens, on a melody by Isaac Hirzel, expressing an invitation to people to really enjoy life, became a landmark in the new trend. We hear it sung by members of the Jakob Kobel Chamber Choir.
Dornen auf und findet sie und lässt das Reich.
The new Swiss choral societies not only enjoyed an ever-growing number of members, they soon also began to play a role of increasing importance in civic and even political life. The tenor of many of the songs more and more extolled the civic virtues of life in the community and kindled the flame of patriotic love for the homeland. At the same time, the quality of performance of those choral groups grew steadily through the influence of diligent work and through the improved possibilities of musical tuition. The inspiring Ode to God by Johann Heinrich Tobler, 1777 to 1838, a composer from the Appenzell, became something like the anthem of that region and has remained it to this day. It will be sung now by the combined choirs of Appenzell Innerrhoden and Appenzell Ausserrhoden. The Zurich Male Choir now brings us a work by Friedrich Hegar, a Swiss composer of the last century who contributed greatly towards the raising of the musical caliber of Swiss lay choirs to a classical level. Morgen im Walde, Morning in the Woods.
Die ganze Schuld im Wald mit frischem Wald, Taubperlen in den Träumen an den Zweigen, im Morgen, wenn die Wipfel stumm sich neigen, im Morgen, wenn die Wipfel stumm sich neigen.
Ein Lied, die Dämmerung
Today there are some 80,000 active lay singers in Switzerland in more than 1,500 choral societies and groups all over the country, joined in the Swiss Choral Union. And this tremendous potential has incited a growing number of composers to write for them. In consequence, naturally, the scope of the repertoire of Swiss choral music has been extended in every direction of style and concept. One of the leading composers in this respect is Albert Jenny. We hear an excerpt from his Spring Cantata, based on texts by German Baroque poets, as performed by the Chamber Choir and the Chamber Ensemble of Radio Bern under the direction of Walter Fuhrer. Today, Swiss choral singing embraces the whole classical repertoire, but also reaches into the most modern forms of music. We're going to conclude with a work which was written by a well-known French-Swiss contemporary composer, Constantin Régamet. We'll hear one of his five poems by Jean Tardieu for mixed choir and soloists, performed by the choir of the French-Swiss Radio under the direction of André Charlet, The Alert.
Yeah. s'agissait de lui.
This has been another program in the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's transcription series, Musica Helvetica, today dedicated to the Swiss choral tradition in the classical field.